Ever wonder why your spouse can't see the obvious dirt on the counter? Or why you need 112 packets of Alka-Seltzer? Welcome to the peculiar universe where domestic life becomes a laboratory for human behavior. Mary Roach, dubbed the funniest science writer alive by Jon Stewart, turns her microscope away from cadavers and space missions to examine something far more treacherous: marriage, shopping, and the modern consumer's daily battles. These aren't just amusing observations. They're anthropological field notes from the front lines of ordinary existence, revealing how the smallest conflicts expose our deepest incompatibilities and most endearing quirks. Picture a first date. One person rushes to wash hands immediately. The other believes bath towels rarely need washing because you're clean when you use them. This hygiene gap defined years of domestic warfare. One partner possessed crud vision, spotting invisible specks requiring electron microscopes. The other couldn't notice filth until it developed sentience. Instead of acceptance came deliberate annoyance. Flossing in bed, drinking from containers, leaving toast crumbs in butter, relocating vitamins because bathroom air is contaminated. The great sponge debate lasted 3 days over whether kitchen and bathroom sponges could share a drawer. These battles weren't about germs. They were negotiations of boundaries, control, and unspoken rules inherited from families of origin. There are three kinds of people: those who make lists, those who don't, and those who carve nativity scenes from pecan holes. Actually, there isn't a third category. Workable lists just need 3 items minimum. Obsessive list makers create daily to-dos, project lists, shopping lists, each with its own notebook, color coding, priority ranking. Others scrawl indecipherable notes on torn newspaper that appear in jacket pockets or between sofa cushions. Lists manage anxiety. Writing tasks eliminates forgetting. Crossing items off releases dopamine. Others control anxiety by forgetting entirely. If tasks aren't written, they don't exist. When obsessive cleanliness averages with casual germophobia, you get a reasonably hygienic household. 2 incompatible people canceling each other out into 1 functional unit. Thank you for calling. Your call is important to us, though clearly not as important as it is to you. For security reasons, please enter your junior high locker combination, followed by your mother's pet name for your father. Please say your 67-digit account number from the missing page of your bill. I heard 8943-7590423-7964-32-75-9478-4768-63-50-5423-5688-9448-5902-4833-7699. If incorrect, it's your fault for not enunciating properly. Your expected wait time is 42 minutes. Your expected blood pressure is 210-130. Records show you used gabbling nitwit during your last call. This has been noted in your permanent record. 0 is not a valid prompt, even if pushed furiously 11 times. To use our automated system, press 1. To speak to someone about your anger management problem, press 3. 3 is not a valid prompt. This labyrinth captures modern powerlessness. We're trapped in systems designed by others, following arbitrary rules, at the mercy of forces beyond our control. This is a story of loss and denial, beginning on a Colorado freeway. Hunched forward, squinting, barely going 40, with drivers beaming hate rays. Only too late comes the realization that the exit sign reads Homer P. Gravenstein Memorial Highway, not Drakeway. At 43, eyesight is failing. The optometrist warns that stronger distance correction means trouble with close work. Handed a bottle to read, only decorative filigree appears where text should be. She suggests reading glasses, not bifocals, as if this distinction matters. The drugstore packaging shows white-haired people in business suits trying to suggest usefulness. The indignities continue. After 40, many skirts become questionable, yet stores sell little else. Waists disappear, buttocks overrun boundaries, thighs abandon posts, even knees betray. This marks entry into the age of skirted swimwear, right after accessorizing with reading glasses and before can't name anyone on the radio. Even feet are flattening with age, according to salesgirls. The solution? Leave contacts undercorrected and get distance glasses for driving. Call it denial or write it on paper, and by God, it'll be readable. Marriage is engineered to keep each other awake. One partner falls asleep instantly, the other reads, needing light. The sleeper demands darkness and silence. Earplugs and sleep masks appear, creating Zorro-like figures. Married couples develop selective hearing loss. One partner's manifests while reading newspapers at breakfast, comments about birds outside getting delayed several seconds before, what? Forces repetition. Brains filter out certain vocal registers, though Roger Clemens mentioning those same birds would certainly be heard. Communication worsens when attempting conversations from separate rooms while running water or operating appliances. Shopping habits reveal deeper dynamics. One person reuses Q-tips, one end per night. The other saves soap slivers by fusing them onto new bars, creating mother-baby combinations that fall off during showers. Frugality proves hereditary. One father has grimly consumed a gallon of hated Costco salad dressing since 1997, refusing to waste it. Marriage transforms two independent humans into a single interdependent ecosystem where compromise isn't just desirable, but necessary for survival. Roomba, renamed Reba, tangled itself in phone cords on its first run. The manual warns to clear floors first, but desk runoff fills corners, mail and pocket contents deposited until weekly collection. Preparing for Reba takes longer than vacuuming manually. The satellite dish promised 162 baseball games, but now demands paying for 843 channels. The baguette-sized remote requires four button pushes just to turn on the TV. Satellite, TV, on, satellite. The helpline suggests reprogramming, battery removal, holding buttons for 60 seconds, entering TV brand codes. It would require six arms minimum. The city's small green compost bin created marital disharmony. The neglected bin became less compost, more garden variety rotting and stinking, eventually banished to the deck where it transformed into a maggot zoo. The touchless trash can arrived with its infrared sensor eye and mysterious smart retainer ring. The lid would knock garbage to the floor or randomly open when anyone walked by. Eventually, an old-fashioned foot pedal can replaced it, requiring no batteries and keeping its opinions to itself. Joy doesn't require expensive tickets or grand gestures. It hides in photo booth outtakes, popping bubble wrap, tormenting cats by blowing in their faces, or Googling dogs in Elizabethan collars. Read small-town police reports about naked men whose "gone to get parts" notes get misread as "gone to get pants." When cedar waxwings descended on the backyard, one person marveled while the other, watching sports, joked, "St. Louis Cardinals." On a backpacking trip, rangers warned about pack-chewing marmots. One person grabbed every free handout but skipped the $6 trail map. The chosen trail, 5 miles with 2,000-foot elevation gain, felt punishing until reaching a pristine, aqua-hued glacial lake completely deserted. Simple dehydrated beans and rice tasted extraordinary. Joy isn't found in expensive experiences, but in small, often ridiculous moments. Watching birds with someone who couldn't care less. Struggling up mountains for breathtaking views. Brushing teeth beside someone you love. In a world obsessed with optimization, perhaps the greatest rebellion is finding wonder in the wonderfully mundane. The crumbs in the butter, the cat's indignant expression. This is where life actually happens.